love each other, respect, trust. That's only a point. If there is a trust and love, there shall be no makofi, no kuyambana. Kaenda mzako somewhere, trust that if my wife is coming, if my husband is coming, and make sure that you trust each other. So, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. We are out of time. It's 8 hours. Quickly, Punch, your take.
So,
summarize, not history class yet.
So, Lobola, very, very, very important for me personally, and this is just not even marriage, but dating. During the period where I've dated anyone, that when we're together, you know, we do the chores together. That's the type of person I am. We do the chores together. But I understand the expectation that when you pay, it's like you've paid for the person. You know, it's like you've employed the person. So I think it's
Punch.
No, I'm not saying me.
Okay.
I'm saying from a context of why some men may not all men, maybe some may behave like that. It's because you've actually paid for the person. It's a transaction. So I believe that this person now should be there to us. Maybe it's, even if it's not subconsciously, what we've been taught growing up, and then when you end up paying. But I think what needs to be there is that Lobola is important for our tradition, our culture. It's what makes us unique as Zambians and as us from this part of the world. But we also need to change in how we perceive the woman after we've paid the Lobola. It's not, some people now
doesn't become cheating. Property.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Punch. Chanda says another thing that has contributed to the commercialization of Lobola is a competition that has come, Mufila Ngamulilo. It's the same money they used to throw up over zealous shows on social media, but Nishi, in a situation, one chicken is enough for the occasion. 50 chickens for what? Chanda wants to know. All right, so it's 802, and thank you so much for your calls and your WhatsApp messages. Right now, let's get into the news.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Fimsa FM is 8:03.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Fimsa FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntulandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. And you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Ruben Lefuka warns return of Bill 7 to Parliament is being driven by political motive. Military operation underway countrywide to clear illegal mining. In global news, Putin says Russia will take Donbas by force or Ukraine's troops will withdraw. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Governance expert Ruben Lefuka says the return of Bill 7 to Parliament without incorporating submissions from the technical committee only shows that the bill is meant to achieve political gain. On Wednesday, the chief government spokesperson, Cornelius Matwa, revealed that the retabled Bill 7 before Parliament contains the same provisions as the earlier deferred bill and does not incorporate submissions received from the technical committee. Reacting to this revelation, Mr. Lefuka emphasizes that the bill has nothing to do with strengthening constitutional order, but focuses on advantaging the party in power. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lefuka has challenged the UPND administration to disclose when the amendments to the constitution were gazetted and made public the report and make public the report from the technical committee. He warns that treating Zambians in a manner that seems they have no say over changes to the constitution may have serious repercussions.
I would use them to put aside the work of the committee because of legal implications, as the Minister of Information is stating, of introducing a fresh bill in Parliament. It just doesn't make sense. Let's call it for what it is. It doesn't make sense. So the committee spent public resources and the members of that committee spent time. The government knew that once the committee prepares a report, there's very little time to deal with any amendments. And you come together and say, no, because we want to deal with Article 56. Now, I think the UPND has to really think carefully about this. So the demand is very simple for the public. Release the technical committee report. Release the draft bill that the technical committee handed over to government. Release the gazette, because Article 79 is very clear. Before alterations are made to the constitution, before the first reading of the proposed alteration, they have to be gazetted.
Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma has announced that a military-led operation is underway to clear unauthorized extractions at mining sites across the country. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lufuma states that government, through the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, has been issuing artisanal mining licenses to trained individuals, but those mining illegally will be immediately evacuated. Mr. Lufuma says the military will move in and dismantle the illegal operations, marking a significant escalation from the enforcement efforts handled by the Zambia police, saying the period for warnings is over. He has urged illegal miners in Northwestern Province and other affected areas nationwide to take heed, noting that the military's approach will not be as friendly as the police. Mr. Lufuma emphasizes the importance of cracking down on illegal mining activities, especially that Zambia's crucial public revenues come from mineral resources.
We will not be as friendly as the police. The military is serious about exterminating illegal mining. And so those who are illegally mining and denying the population, the citizens of Zambia, the necessary revenues that accrue from such resources should immediately vacate. You remain there at your peril, at your risk. And so we are giving a warning to all illegal miners to please vacate those sites. So I urge all the illegal miners in Kasempa, in Mfumbo, in Mpika, and some I think in southern provinces and areas dotted around the country to take heed.
Government has disclosed that 51 million kwacha out of the total 68 million kwacha has been released to help find a permanent solution to water challenges at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. The Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovo, says the works, which start next month, will be a continuation of the project aimed at stabilizing and improving water supply. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nzovo has assured the nation that the ongoing water challenges at the country's largest referral hospital will be fully addressed by March 2026.